birth. One more day. Another day with Jesus is a successful day. I don't care what kind of hell you're going through, it's still successful. Glory to God. You can be seated, open your Bibles quickly to the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter. We're going to start with verse 16. 5 and 16. It says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Touch your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, are you living in the right place?" We make a lot of choices every day. And our lives, the quality of our lives, is determined by the quality of our decisions. God speaks to us through His Spirit, that we may know Him when He talks to us. The Bible says, "This I said, they walk." The word "walk" means to live in the Spirit, to be directed and guided by the Spirit. So it doesn't matter how much trouble you're in, remember that we are been born into the kingdom of God. That means we are begotten of the Father, of the power from on high, that divine power that begot us, glory to God, and gave us His authority and His power to walk uprightly before Him. So now we have a new life. We have the life of Christ. And this is the life that we're living. You say, "Well, I'm still going through some hell and some trouble." Well, Jesus went through the hell and the trouble, but the life of the Father was with Him. That's how come He can make it all the way to Calvary, thank God, for you and I. So now we can be overcomers just like He was. You may be going through trouble. You may be going through everything. Let me tell you something. You ain't super spiritual 24/7. You ain't super anointed 24/7. It says we live in the Spirit. So that means when we're not living the way that we should, the life of God is still remains. It doesn't change. It haven't left us. We might go off to the left field or over yonder by fulfilling the lust of the flesh, but the Spirit still abides. Amen. So therefore, we have a what? An advocate with the Father. I can come to my senses and tell my old nature to be still. Amen. Because it's time to hear that small voice that only God can speak. And only God can prompt you. Sometimes you're doing things and you wonder why you're doing them. That's because the Spirit is guiding you and leading you. You said to yourself, "I wonder, where did that come from?" It came from that life that's on the inside of you and I. That life that never died. That life that never grows old. It never gets weak. It never lose any knowledge. It never lose any direction or instruction. That life is always there at hand. And all you got to do is call up on it, and it will come to your rescue every time. That's what I like about God. He said, Paul said, walk or live in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill, or ye shall not go after the lust of the flesh or the desires. You won't hold no communication with darkness, because darkness don't communicate with light. You won't turn your back on God. Why? Because that life is there. And you can't remove that life. That's what I like about it. It cannot be removed. It's eternal life. So when I'm going through something, I got to remember what Jesus told Nicodemus. He said, except a man be born again, except he be begotten, glory to God, again means on high, from above, that divine power. And when we come into that divine power, from that moment on, we are living in the spirit, and we have to learn all the things about that spirit. We have to learn how to move in that spirit. The scripture said that we live and move and have our being. We got to learn how to move when the spirit says move. We got to learn how to turn when it says turn. We got to learn how to stop when it says stop. Glory to God. But the spirit is with you so that you won't be able to do the things that you should not do. Glory to God. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh because the life of God is on the inside of you, guiding you all the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to miss out on nothing. Don't fall down because you make a mistake. Let me tell you something about mistake. It's better to make a mistake than intentionally do something. Because when you make a mistake, you're going to be blessed, glory to God. But when you do it intentionally, you're going to miss out on your blessing. God don't hold us accountable for the mistakes. Why? Because we are living in the spirit. And when we live in the spirit, he will guide us and lead us. God talk to us. That's the communication that we have with him. That life that comes down from above, glory to God, that's in us, that gives us the strength, that gives us the knowledge and the wisdom, glory to God. It ain't because you graduated from high school or college or any other seminary or whatever, glory to God. It's not about what you know out of this book, glory to God. It's about what you proclaim and how you live it, glory to God, how you believe this thing, how you endure it. Amen. That's what counts. Pastor was preaching on faith this morning. It's in the living. It's in the life of Christ that faith will keep you from your will. It will help you to overcome your will. We're not in this thing alone. The fight is not ours. But all we got to do is stand and live in the spirit and be guided by it. We got to have our ears open all the time. That means our spiritual ears, we want to hear from the Spirit of God. We want to hear what to do next. I don't know about you, but I always ask him what to do next. I always ask him, what do you want me to do, God? How do you want me to do this? Should I do it this way or should I do it that way? And the old nigga said, let me tell you something, you ain't no dummy. I said, you're right, I'm not no dummy. That's why I'm asking God. Hallelujah. When I ask him, it's going to be right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He speaks to us through our spirit. That's one way he do it. That small voice that prompts us when we should or shouldn't do. Sometimes you go to do something and that small voice comes in and says, you don't have to do that. Or the small voice come in, like the pastor was saying this morning, it'll tell you to turn to the right, glory to God. But don't turn to the left. When you turn to the left, you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh, glory to God. But when you turn to the right, like the Spirit said, then you're fulfilling the Spirit of God. And when you fulfill his word and his thoughts that he give you, you will be truly blessed along the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, walk in this. We live in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. That's why you have them fights all the time. That's why you have them dreams. You can't sleep at night. Because the flesh is lusting against the spirit. That life that's in you. Trying to embarrass you. See, the old nature thinks he's smart. He's going to wait till you relaxed. He's going to wait till that body is shut down. Your body shut down at night, glory to God. And all of your blood, your white blood cells and blood corpuscles or whatever they call them things begin to work on your body and rejuvenate it through the night, glory to God. But the old nature is there to mess that up. He want to make you have a bad sleep, glory to God, a bad dream. He want to make you toss and turn all night. He's lusting against that life that's in you. He's lusting against the Spirit of God, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, he cannot win, glory to God. He lost in the garden, glory to God. And when we went into salvation, we gained, glory to God. We gained the purpose to lift up Jesus and to praise him and to declare his name in all of this earth. Hallelujah. I tell God all the time, God, I said, why is this like this? Let me tell you something. The flesh is intensifying against your spirit, the Spirit of God. It's got all the stops pulled out. It's trying to make you give up every moment of the day. That's why we get more tired when we grow older, because the spirit, glory to God, the flesh that is lusting against the spirit is trying to wear you out. The Bible says come to wear the saints out. To take away that life that's in you. But he can't take that life because it came from above. It's not sinew, it's not earthly, it's from above. It's that divine power, that implanted principle that's in us, glory to God, that makes us strong throughout the day. That's why we're able to make it today. That's why we're right here where we are right now, because of the life that we're living in Christ, glory to God. We might not have a perfect day, and let me tell you something, don't look for a perfect day, glory to God, but look for God. It doesn't matter what comes or happens in that day, glory to God, that the perfect one would come along. That's the one that we are living in. And when we keep our mind stayed up on him, then God will get us out of whatever we're in and shake us and bring us to our senses so that we can hear that small voice. That's why I don't worry about anything. I'm learning one thing in life since I've been in this life of Christ, since I've been living in Christ. I learned one thing: to be more stubborn than I have ever been before. Hallelujah. I get so stubborn sometimes, me and the flesh, we be arguing. I can be driving in my car, and I'm talking and arguing, pointing my finger. People think I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm just defending myself. I'm defending my life. Glory to God. That's what the scripture said, glory to God. You got to work out your soul, your own salvation with fear and trembling. You got to come against the flesh, glory to God. You got to defend yourself. If you don't, it will take you under. Amen. It will take you out. It will have you talking to yourself. When you turn around, they'll be coming for you in one of those straight jackets, they call it. Don't look straight to me, trying to get through tying you up and all that stuff. Ain't nothing straight about it. It's a restraint. The flesh is trying to restrain you from living this life of Christ. But I got news for him. This life that I'm living and you are living doesn't belong to him. Amen. Glory to God. He's got a place, and we're going to keep him in that place until we go home. Glory to God. He's not going to call us to turn around and look the other way. Jesus said, don't look to the left or to the right, glory to God, but keep your mind up on him. Look straight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the situation that's around you. Don't try to look for the crooked places because you won't see them. But if you live in the spirit, you'll see them. Jesus was telling Nicodemus, he said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That word see is implying not the mere act of looking, but the actual perception of the object. That means that God is an invisible God. I can't see him. I can't see the kingdom, glory to God, but I can hear that small voice. I can touch bases with God. Why? because I know that I'm living in the spirit, glory to God. And when I hear the voice of God, then I open up and God will come in and give you the directions and the instructions that you need, glory to God. God will calm the sea. God will calm your mind. God will bring you into a comfort zone, glory to God. You've been battling all day with the mind. You've been battling here and there all through the day. And not only with your own flesh, glory to God, but the limitation of flesh draws flesh. It begets flesh, glory to God. And trouble draws trouble. So when you are dealing with the flesh and fulfilling the lust of the flesh, guess what? It's going to draw more trouble your way. And here comes somebody else, glory to God, that's going to agitate you the more. That's what he tried to do. Paul said, if you live in the spirit, you won't fulfill. You won't go after. You won't pay any attention to what your mind of the flesh is telling you. See, there's two people in here. We got two natures. One good, one bad. And the bad is trying to get him a right place, but he ain't got no right place. Hallelujah. Because God sits upon that place that he prepared for you and I. And the old nature can't sit there, glory to God. Only the new nature can sit there. The new nature that brings the newness of life, glory to God. That's why when we are begotten or born again, we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So we are no longer fulfilling the lust of the flesh. We are no longer living there anymore, glory to God. We done came from point A to point B, glory to God. And it's flipped around, glory to God. B, glory to God, goes back to A. And A becomes that new nature that's in us, glory to God. And that's the nature of Christ. His character, his strength, his power, his direction, his instruction, everything that we have need of, his promises that he promised, glory to God. He didn't promise it to the old nature, but he promised it to those that are in Christ Jesus and that are living in the spirit. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. When we obey him, that small voice I'm talking about, we'll always make the right choice. A lot of people make the wrong choice. Some of the choices we make, we think they are right. We make these choices all day long. You might say, well, I don't go through all making all them choices. Yes, you do. You ain't dead. So you're making some choices. What to do, what not to do. How to do it, when to do it. How much you gonna do? We make choices all day long. But I'm here to tell you there's a better way. The scripture says, if God be for you, who can be against you? If you let go and let God be who he is in you, that life, glory to God, then you'll be able to make the right choice. You might not like some of the right choices that God would have you to make or to do, glory to God. But I guarantee this one thing. If you do them, glory to God, you're going to be blessed like never before. Why? Because you chose to go the way that God told you to go, glory to God. God tell you to walk in the crooked place. I'm going to make them straight, glory to God. God will tell you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, glory to God, because I'm going to be there and nothing shall by any means harm you or hurt you along the way. Hallelujah. God then raises up to be knocked down and stay down. Amen. He raises up to declare his name. He raises up to face every opposition that come our way. He raises up to go through, not on our own, but with him. He raises up, glory to God, to praise him and to be happy in the way that we go. And you ain't happy about the problem, the circumstances. I don't blame you. I'm not happy about them either. But I'm happy in Christ Jesus. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Your old nature is ungodly. It says, don't walk in that way, but walk like God wants us to walk. And when we walk the way he wants us to walk, we'll have victory every time. That's what I like about God. You can't lose with him. Hallelujah. If you follow the works of your flesh, you're going to lose. And if you keep on following, you're going to lose greatly. And if you keep on following, you're going to lose greater than what you intended to do. So it's better to go on and make the mistakes and leave the intentions alone, glory to God. It's better to go on and hold your peace when the tongues are wagging and talking about you. It's better to go on, glory to God, and love one another as Jesus has loved us. It's better to go on and lift up your brothers and your sisters and pray for him in spite of, glory to God. It's better, glory to God, to come to church than to go downtown, glory to God, to the casinos. It's better to lift up Jesus, glory to God, because when you lift him up, glory to God, then he's glorified in you in this earth. And that means that every need that you have need of will be met. Glory to God. You said it's been going on a long time with me. I've been in a lot of stuff. Don't think on those things. Think on the victory. Think on the one who's getting you there. You can't hurry God, but I guarantee you, if you hold on to his unchanging hand, he'll be on time every trip. And you'll look around. It might be some years you done went through those hard places and those hard knocks. But when you look around, it's right on time. And when you look back on that, you said, God was there all the time. Why? Because that's that life that we're living in, that spirit. It is a spiritual walk, glory to God. We're walking in the spirit, living in the spirit, abiding in the spirit, doing everything in the spirit. The scripture said, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. That's the spirit that we're living in, glory to God. That glorious spirit that leads us, that lifts us up when we fall down, that heals us when we are sick, glory to God, that put food on our table and clothes on our back, glory to God. That's the spirit that we're living in. The one that can come to see, glory to God. The one that can calm the wave. The one that can make the storm cloud go away. That's the spirit that we are living in, glory to God. It may be hell and high water, but the life is there. And the hell and high water can't take the life out. Neither the circumstance, the situation you're going through can take this life out. It only can be taken out, glory to God, if you get out of the spirit and fulfill the lust of the flesh. God has great plans in store for us. Great things. I'm looking for them. I don't know how long I got, but I ain't worried about that. Because, see, God got it under control. I'm trying, living in the spirit. I want to see all that God has for me in this lifetime. It might be one more year. It might be 10. It might be 20. Glory to God. But I'm expecting God. Hallelujah. Because he said so. He said if we live in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My flesh try to tell me you're old, glory to God, and you don't have long to live, glory to God. But I said to my soul, glory to God, that I'm living in the spirit of God, and can't nobody take that from me, glory to God. Not even God is going to take it. He might call me out of this world, but I'm going to reign with him forever, glory to God. He's going to call all of us out of here one day, glory to God, but we don't know that day. But in the meantime, you got to look unto the Alpha and the Finisher, glory to God, for everything that he has in store in his plan for you in this hour, the next week, the next month, the next years, glory to God. You got to look forward to God blessing you in this life. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. In the book of 1 John 3:21, I'm paraphrasing it. It talks about the third chapter, 21st verse. It talks about a guilty conscience. A guilty conscience hinders communication with God. So what is a guilty conscience? I call it an empty conscience. Because when you do something that you feel guilty of, and there's some subtle ways to feel that guilt. You might do something that you shouldn't do. That's why the word repent comes in. You can't hold on to that stuff because you didn't like somebody. You said, I'm not gonna go to them and forgive them. You might don't like somebody because they did something to you. And you go to them and you forgive them, but you didn't in your heart. Glory to God. That hinders the communication with the Spirit of God. You got to repent and be washed by this word. And when you're washed by this word, then are you clean. And guess what? It's nothing like a clean feeling. Everything's come back to just the way and lines up just the way God had it in the first place. In other words, that life that we're living in is still there. And all of the promises is still there. It's just waiting for us to turn around and realize that nothing has been taken away. Nothing can be taken away. It's all there for your taking, glory to God. As long as you walk uprightly before him and live in the spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, Jesus said you can have everything that you ask in his name, believing it shall be done. Come on and give God some praise. He said the spirit lusts against the flesh, and the spirit lusts against the flesh, and the flesh against the spirit, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. The reason why a lot of people can't do what they should do is because they're too heated up in the flesh. It don't take you but a split second to get heated up in the flesh. And when you get heated up in the flesh, you're going to go where you shouldn't be and do what you should not do. But when you walk and live in the spirit, then you won't fulfill those things that are trying to tear you down, tear down that character and that nature. And let me tell you something. The old nature can't tear down the character of God. It can't damage the nature of Christ. What it damages is you and I. Our conscience, our mind, and try to get our mind off of Jesus, glory to God, and get it on your circumstances, your situation, and begin to talk to yourself, talking back to the flesh and fulfilling the lust of the flesh. You begin to talk to that old nature and say, I ain't going to make it, glory to God. It's a hard time. I don't know what I'm going to do next. Put belly aching, glory to God, and have fun, because we are living in the kingdom, glory to God. You can't see the kingdom, glory to God, but we have the perception is there. We know that when we keep our mind stayed up on him, God will fulfill us, glory to God, with everything that we have need of. Come on and give God some praise. So many things. I think about this all the time because it's happening. It's manifesting itself. It's worn against your mind. I mean, it's worn. You think it ain't nothing like the wars, the human wars, you know, World War One and Two, like that, all that stuff. It's got a different kind of weapon. Glory to God. It don't shoot bullets. It shoot thoughts, negative ways. Tell you, you can't make it. You can't do this. If you go down there and ask for this, you're going to be ashamed. That guilty spirit come up on you to make you feel ashamed. You shouldn't do this, glory to God. You shouldn't go down there and do that. You shouldn't ask about this, glory to God, because it's going to make you shame. Remember, you a child of God, glory to God. You ain't got no business asking this stuff. Glory. Let me tell you something. God will put you in some strange situation and strange circumstances and strange places, glory to God. But as long as you know that you're living in the spirit, glory to God, it doesn't matter where you go, how you do it, and when you to do it. As long as you listen to the Spirit of God and that small voice, and when you listen to Him, glory to God, you will not go wrong and you will not feel ashamed, neither will you be guilty in what you do. Come on and give God some praise. It says, but if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. If you're led by the Spirit, you don't have anything to worry about. I'm going to say that again. If you're led by the Spirit of God and live in the Spirit of God, you don't have anything to worry about. But the old nature is going to tell you that you do. The lust of the flesh is going to tell you to worry. It's going to tell you to fret. It's going to tell you to be afraid. It's going to tell you a lot of things that doesn't line up with the Word of God. And anything that doesn't line up with the Word of God, what did Jesus say? He said, bring it under subjection to the obedience of this Word, because this Word is true and this Word is pure and it's strong and it's a shield unto them that trust in it, glory to God. If you trust in this Word, it's the best trust that you got, glory to God. It's the only trust. It's the true trust. It's the true confidence, glory to God. It never lets you down. It haven't lost nothing, not one battle, glory to God. It haven't lost a case, glory to God. It haven't lost any life, glory to God. Even though they have passed on, it have not lost that life, glory to God. Why? Because that life is eternal and it remains, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means one thing, glory to God. As long as we live up on this earth, we got victory, glory to God. And that's what we got to pay attention to, is God is our author and our finisher, and He'll never leave us, neither will He ever fail us, but He will take us all the way to the end. Come on and give God some praise. Not only the end of time, but He'll take you to the end of your situation and your circumstances. Come to wear out the saints. Beat up on your body. You're tired. You go home, you're tired. You wake up, you're tired. The old nature tell you that the same thing is present. The same thing is still here. You haven't got out yet, glory to God. What you got to do, you got to start, glory to God, talking back and tell them, maybe I'm not out yet, but I'm coming out. Maybe I'm not out yet, but I'm living in the right place. And when you're living in the right place in the Spirit of God, notice one thing. You coming out, glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. When you come out, glory to God, you can look back at your old nature and say, I told you so, glory to God. It is God, the author and the finisher. It is the life that I'm living now. I'm not fulfilling you anymore, glory to God. I'm not chasing after you anymore. I'm not listening to you anymore, glory to God. Every thought, if it's a good thought, I'm taking it to God, glory to God. And if it's a bad thought, God, I'm taking it to God. Everything that comes your way, glory to God. Every thought, bring it out of subjection unto the obedience of this Word. Hallelujah. And you'll make the right choice every time. You'll make the right choice every time. You make choices all through the day. Some are hard. Some are harder than others. Some are easy. And you got to watch those easy ones, because they might be the wrong choices. Don't ever take everything for granted because it's easy. Examine it. Ain't that what the Word said? Examine it. Try the spirits and know that you're in the right place. If you're in the right place, and that's living in the Spirit, then you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you can do accordingly as God leads you and directs you. I thought I was going to minister to this another way tonight. But every time I went to go that way, I got tight-tongued. Let the Spirit of God lead you in everything that you do. Everything. If we live in the Spirit, then the marriage will be good. not only with Christ, but human, it will be good. There might be some hell going on and all that stuff, but God will help you to make the right decision and the right choice if you need to do that. But let him help you in making the right choices. You may be financially down under, like Australia, but you got to be led by the Spirit of God, and God will put you on top. God is the author and the finisher of our lives. So who we got to look to? Him. The battle is not ours or not yours, but it belongs to God. So let God handle your situation. Let him handle your circumstances. Let him handle your ways. I'm going to say that again. Let him handle your ways. And when you let him do all of this, then he'll be God in your life. Everybody stand. Come on and give God some praise.